You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, it's time to preview the Seattle Mariners as they head to spring training. Let's talk to Greg Johns about our different categories. Greg, I'm just going to throw some questions at you, and you tell me off the top of your head what comes to mind. The first question is a difference maker. Who would be a difference maker on the Mariners? Maybe a guy who might, a good season may put the Mariners over the edge, or if maybe if he doesn't have such a good year, could hurt them in the standings.
Yeah, I think really the difference maker from this year, from last, is going to be shortstop Gene Segura. I think a huge pickup for Seattle. And, you know, I was talking to him at FanFest, and a really interesting situation, a guy that Robinson Cano took under his wing a year ago. Segura had lost his 9-month-old son in 2014, and in 2015, I should say, all-star in Milwaukee in 2014. He had a 23-year-old and lost his son the next year, had just a tough time mentally with that and really struggled with some things and wound up leaning on Robinson Cano as a fellow Dominican and neighbor down there, and really credits him with being a huge part of his mental turnaround. And pretty interesting, they work out every day in the Dominican. I mean, they're partners in the hitting cage, out in the field, and nobody was happier when he got traded to Seattle than Gene Segura, and to be lining up with Robinson Cano every day in the middle infield. I think he could have it's going to be a perfect situation for him. And the difference he brings, along with Gerard Dyson, is the speed that Scott Service was looking for last year. Really wanted to attack the game and make other teams uncomfortable, and just didn't have that. I mean, they had Nori Aoki was supposed to be their leadoff guy and wound up, he was 7-for-16 in stolen bases, and they ended up just really couldn't use him in that. Segura is a guy who stole 33 bags, and Dyson, the guy who stole 30. So between the two of those guys, 63 stolen bases last year for coming onto a team that totaled 56 last year. The Mariners going to be a different look next year, or this year, I should say, with Segura and Dyson, some guys can really run.
Okay, next question. Who might surprise? So a player who may make the team out of spring training that's not expected to, or maybe a contributing guy who might be even do a little bit more. Who could be a surprise?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest surprises the Mariners might have this spring, and this is a team that's pretty set. If you listen to Jerry DePoto, they know what they're doing going into camp. But I think a guy that's going to open some eyes is Andrew Moore, young right-hander, and I don't know if he's going to crack that 25-man coming out of spring, but he's a guy I'm pretty confident we're going to see pitching at some point in the big leagues this year. He was the Mariners minor league pitcher of the year last year in Double A, and that's a big jump to come to the majors for a 22-year-old. But he's a guy that quietly behind the scenes they're counting on if they need to fill a spot, if they need one of those expected starters falters or gets hurt in some fashion. I think we're going to see Andrew Moore, and this is a guy he doesn't throw up 100. He's not a big guy. He's 6 foot, 185. But he's a strike thrower. He seems to know how to win, and he's really one that they're pretty intrigued by. So keep an eye on Andrew Moore in spring training. It's a guy that really knocking on the door, and I think is going to surprise some people this year at some point.
Okay, next question. How's your star? So let's talk about first identify the star player and just a status update. Is he status quo? Is he coming into camp healthy? Maybe he needs to improve on something. Tell us about your star player.
If you want to pick one star for the Mariners, and they got a couple of them, but I think Robinson Cano is the kind of the star of the stars for this team. And coming off a big bounce back year last year, I think he's the guy that's really going to drive that team. If they're going to make the playoffs, they need Robinson Cano to stay healthy and duplicate that effort that he had last year when he hit 298, he had career high 39 homers and 350 on base. And this guy did everything. All-star again, and I think he's sixth in MLB in WAR. I mean, this guy is a machine out there at second base. He's one of the best second basemen in the history of the game. If you want to start looking at things, I think he's a future Hall of Famer if he keeps going a little bit longer, and I see no reason he won't. 7 years remaining on that contract, Robinson Cano at 34. These are the prime big years for Cano in Seattle, and I think he's the star that they really need to shine this year if they're going to go where they want to go.
Okay, next question. What is the vision? So let's kind of laugh at this. I think we know what the front office has in mind, but what is the front office trying to accomplish this spring training and beyond into the regular season? How have things changed this winter? Where do the Mariners go from here? Just kind of a big picture look.
When you talk about a vision for the Mariners, I think you look to Jerry DePoto, and it's pretty easy to see when he comes in. He's made 37 trades in 16 months since he took over in Seattle, and 12 of those this spring already with a full season still to be working. DePoto came in with an idea what he wanted to do, which was to get more athletic, get more defensive, guys that can get on base, and we've seen that over and over again with his moves to kind of add hitters that fit more of his mold. He wants a team that can really fit Safeco Field. Last year, he made some progress that way, but this ended up still, ironically, being a team that hit a lot of homers. Wasn't very good defensively or on the base path, and this year I think the vision that we've seen is to get quicker, more defensive in the outfield particularly, a little younger in some positions. His vision is to keep that core nucleus, but to build around it with some young guys this year coming in with Taniger and Vogelback and Segura, Gamel, Heredia. These are young guys that kind of infuse that speed and defense that we're talking about, kind of raise the floor around that core group. And that's really been his vision since he got here, is to raise the team around that real solid core group that he's got and see if they can put this thing together and make a run for it.
Okay, let's look at what the perfect season might be. So come wintertime, team looks back, they say, wow, that was a perfect season, a realistic look on what would have to happen for this to really be something that they look back on and say, wow, that was pretty great.
I guess any team's perfect season ends in the World Series, right? But I think the pretty clear goal for the Mariners is to make the playoffs, end baseball's longest postseason drought. I mean, they got to get over that hump. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2001, and that's 15 long years that they've been waiting, and they feel like they're very close. Obviously, last year, a 10-win improvement. They came down to the final weekend in the chase for a wild card berth. They don't want to be in a chase for the wild card berth. They want to be in a chase for the AL West title this year. Their perfect season is to win that West, and it's a pretty open division. I think it's certainly a realistic goal, and they feel like they're lined up to make a good run for that. They win that division, get in the playoffs. I think they're going to be pretty happy. Of course, you always want to go as far as you can once you get there, but you got to get there. The thing for this team is to make the playoffs and quit talking about the drought and start talking about, you know, winning again and going on from there and making this thing a consistent playoff team.
If you had to identify a few players that comprise the core of the Mariners, who would you identify?
Yeah, I mean, the Mariners' core is pretty clear. I mean, it's what they've built around since DePoto got here. It's what, you look at the money, I guess that's the core: Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, Felix Hernandez, and Kyle Seager, kind of the big four. And those are the guys making the money. Those are the guys that they've tried to build around since DePoto got here to kind of raise the floor around those guys. If those four have good seasons, which they have last year, very good seasons, you can win with those guys. You got to play well around them, and that'll be the key. But those four guys, it's four pretty good players.
And who are you looking forward to watching most when you get to spring training? Obviously, there's a lot of very exciting things going on with the Mariners, but you had to identify one player that you're really looking forward to watching develop through spring training. Who would that be?
The guy I'm really excited to see, and he's not a young guy, but he's a guy that's new to Seattle, and that's Jerrod Dyson. I mean, this is a guy who's going to come in and really light things up. He's a unique weapon in baseball, and the Royals used him in interesting ways, a lot of times in a part-time role, just a speed guy off the bench. The Mariners are hoping to, more of an everyday player. This is a guy who can run with the best of them, and maybe better than the best of them. I'm excited to see him play, both in the field and on the bases. And also really a personality guy. We had a chance to meet him at FanFest, his first appearance in Seattle. And this is a guy who can talk as well as Leonis Martin, which is saying something. I think they're going to have a little competition to see who's the bigger talker in the dugout and the clubhouse and out on the field. So a lot of personality, a lot of speed, and I'm very, very interested to see how Jerrod Dyson fits in. He seems like a guy who teammates love. The story on him in Kansas City was he was kind of the leader of the clubhouse, even though he played in a part-time role on a very good team. He's a guy that the players kind of gravitate to. It'll be very fun to see Jerrod Dyson in a Mariner uniform.
Okay, great stuff, Greg. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.